Begin the current dav, Masech the Shabbos dav, Ayin Gimel, begin on Mondays. Begin with Tezim Masa, that begins the words of the Gemara. Mechti, let's see. Mechrav, Karvi, Bereisha, Bahad, the Bechulu, what I mean, generally what you do is you first plow and then you go ahead and you plant. Why in our Mishnah does it say planting and then plowing? Just going to explain, why don't we ask the same question regarding the later part of the Mishnah, regarding extinguishing and kindling? Says Taisus, Leshaich Lemedik Hachi, you cannot make the same inference and ask, Bodik Tony, this we see later on the Mishnah, Machaba Barisha Bodahama, but why is it extinguishing before kindling? Usually you first kindle, then you extinguish. So it says, no, we're not coming to explain the order in general of the Mishnah. It's only the Hachobi here, we call Sidur the past, Nokit Kesedah, the first 11 Malachas we're mentioning, are all the order of making bread. And that's actually why we say Afia, not Bishol, because it's talking about the order of making bread. Lavad Mecharisha, that's what you're asking. The one exception is plowing. Therefore, that's where we ask the question, but we're not asking in general, and therefore we don't ask the question regarding Mechaba and Mab. The next place, the Mab says, begins the words of the Gemara, Mishum Zerbeya, because of planting. Shlitzitam comes to qualify that, do you have to give a Hasra, which is the Chiv Mizbezna, only when there was a warning, on a Telada because of its Av, of its primary category? It says that you don't have to. The Gemara brought that if someone is planting, or he's grafting, or he's bending over a branch, making a separate tree, so the Chiyiv says the Gemara is because of Zereya, a planting, which is our Teis de Ramasa. Says Teis is, Ein Lechich Bekan, you cannot prove from here that Tzarech Lahasas HaTelod Mishum Av, that you have to give the warning on the Telod, the derivative, because of its Av, to say, oh, when you're warning him, let's say when he's doing the a Telod, the derivative, that you have to go ahead and say, oh, don't do Zereya, and that's why you're going to say, that's why when it's mentioning all these Neiteya, Mavrich Markib, that you say, oh, that's what's Chaim Hashem Zereya, to say that because if he does any one of the malachas, you have to say and one because of Zereya. So it says, no, it's not a proof from him. Because the Hadalei Kamash Tzarech Lasoy Mishum Zereya, because the Gemara doesn't say that you have to go ahead and warn them because of Zereya. It's El Di'im Hisra by Mishum Zereya Dechayv. It's only telling that if you warn them because of Zereya, then he's going to be Chayv. But not that you have to. Could be, you could do it with the Telada and you don't have to give it in the name of the Av. Now the problem is Abba Barish, Perak Thailand, but the Gemara later on the Kaflam Khazmanov, Mashmik says that actually does sound like the Tzarech Lahasas at Telod Mishum Av, that you do have to warn the Telada in the name of the Av. Where do you see that? Because the Gemara over there says Mishamer, which is when one is sifting out the wine from the lees, from those pieces in the wine. So the Gemara says Mishamai Masrinabe. So what are you supposed to warn the person when he's doing this Malacha Mishamer? So Rabba Amim says Mishum Bar. You have to warn him and say, hey, he's doing Bari selecting. Zero Mishum Raka, you have to warn him that he's doing sifting. Now, from the fact that they're disagreeing, what should the warning be? Obviously, you have to give the warning in the Av Malacha, and they're discussing which Av Malacha it is. So it says, no, Begam Zeyesh Litchas, this proof one could also reject, because the Halacha Berusha, this is what the Gemara is talking about there. Mishamai Masri in the Beis Sheikhaib, and the Gemara there is saying regarding what should you warn him that he should be liable. When it says Rabba Mishum Bari, the Rabbi says because of Bari, what that means to say is, Avalim Hisru by Mishum Rakid Patra, all these coming to say, but if you warn regarding sifting, then you're going to be exempt. Even the Masrei Mishum Davishen the Demolai, according to his rabbi's opinion, since you're warning him regarding something which is not comparable to, so if you're going to warn him regarding Merakid, who's Sabashu Malik by Potter, he's going to think you just make a joke, and therefore he doesn't take that as a warning, and if it's going to be Potter, Avalim Hisra by Stama, Tashama, but it could be that if you just warn him plain, don't sort out the lees, don't do the Shemur, which is being Masan in the Shemarim from the Yain, could be Chayiv, could be you would be liable, could be you could do it with Telada, and you don't have to do it in the Av. And so it says, it seems like Rabbein Chanan would agree to that interpretation also. Now, Ba'idrai, another proof that you do not have to warn regarding Telada in by using the title of the Av, because the Bereish Baba Kama, the Gemara, the beginning says Baba Kama, the Bezim and Av, the Gemara there's talking about what's the difference by Arba Avis Nezikin. Why do you have to call it what's an Av? What's the difference if it's a Telada? And it talks about that regarding a few places that it mentions Avis and Telodas, regarding Shabbos, other places. So the Gemara says that if you're going to do an Amalach and a Telada, you only Mechayv regarding the Av. The problem is, says the Gemara, according to Blaz, holds that you actually are liable for the Telada even when you're doing the Av. So then you're back to the question, am I Karle Av, am I Karle Telada? Why is one called an Av, why is called a Telada? And the Gemara addressed that question. But says Taisus Belemishan, the Gemara does not answer that question. The Lachik or Le'av, that the reason why it's important to know what's the Av is the Tzarech Lahasus at Telad Mishum Av, so that you know how to warn the Telad in the name of the Av. Therefore, you have to know what's the Av with Telad, because you cannot warn the name of Telad of the Av. The fact that the Gemara does not say that, so Taisus is obvious that you don't have to do the Hasra of the Telad in the name of the Av. So Taisus It says, don't proof in the fact that the Bryce is saying that planting and grafting and bending over the branch to say that you have to give the warning of the Klada in the name of Ab, because maybe all it's saying that you could, and if you do, then yes, but truth is maybe you can do the Telada. Also, it's not a raya from the fact that regarding the Machlekes Rabbi Mzeira, if Mesham is chai because of Bar Merakid, because what all it's saying is that Rabbi holds that no, Merakid doesn't work. Mzeira holds Bar doesn't work because they think they're making a joke, but could be just doing the Telada would work too. And to the contrary, it says you can prove that you don't have to do the Asra of the Telada in the name of the Ab. But the fact that the Gemara Baba Kama does not say the Nafkamin during the Ovids and Teladas is that you have to give the Asra of the Telada in the name of the Ab. The next says the master is again the words of the Gemara, Zaymer, the Tzarech Le'etzim. Someone's pruning the branches and he needs the wood for, let's say, a fire. So Chayashtayim, then we have two liabilities. The place asks on this halacha, which we said Yechayef for two, one because of Kaitzer, because you need the wood, and one because of Neteah, because it's the pruning is assisting the grapevine to grow more. What bothers Tzarech is, V'hadam perig zeb bar, but this, the Gemara says, that there was a story with Rish Lakish, and it says, two chazir. Then again, he saw, Rish Lakish saw another lahu grab that person, that he was pruning his vineyard in Shemitah. Amlan, he said to them, look, Kayin Bezamer, in other words, he's most definitely a Kayin who they suspect regarding the laws of agriculture and that he's pruning on Shemitah. And look at the aver that he's doing. About Amalei, they said to Rish Lakish, but he could say, La'okal Beis Avar Nitzar. He could say, I'm not working the land, I'm not making the land better. I'm only coming to go ahead and make sure that that it doesn't get ruined by pruning it. And the Isra and Shemitah is only when you're doing it to make the tree get better. The problem, it says, Taisis, Avagav Dehachama, even though here we just said, now Gemara Chai Mishum Deteya, when you're doing pruning, that is making it grow better. So what would you gain by saying that he's doing La'akal Beis Abad? That says, Taisis, Hasamai Rekagav, you have to say the Gemara over there in that story was talking about, that She'eni Ilim Asakam Akach, when he was pruning, it did not make the tree better. El Meskalkel is only making it worse, and therefore he just needed what he was taking off, and therefore there's no prohibition of Shemitah at all. Here we're talking about the pruning is that it's going to make the vineyard better, and therefore saying Yimichai because of Neteh. Here next says the Master says begins the words of the Gemara, but Tzarech Le'etim, and he needs the wood. Shteis explains interestingly that even according to Yehuda, you have this qualification of Tzarech Le'etim. That is, the Gemara was saying, as we mentioned before, that if you're pruning and you need the wood, so it's Yimichai also because of Kaitzim. Says Taisin Nirud seemed that filler of Yehuda, even according to Yehuda, and that's not brought over here, but it brought throughout Shas, and especially in Sechta Shabbos. The Mechayiv Malacha Shein Tzich Legufa, he says that Yemichayiv, even when the Malacha is not done for its intended purpose, still there's going to be a liability. That Be'inon Tzarech Le'etzim, even he would agree, although generally you don't need for that intended purpose, and you're still going to have the liability. Here he would agree that for Kaitzer, you would have to have that you needed the wood to be liable to Kaitzer. Why isn't his classic halacha of Ein Tzarech Leguva that you don't have to have what its intended purpose is? That's a taste interesting. He says the leimik of eitzim kaitzer ben yizeh. No, that's not considered quote kaitzer unless that's what you're doing it for. As Tosfos proves, midi av kareyam anas litvah, like we find by tearing, if it's with the intention to go ahead and sew to stitch it back, that's the only time you're going to be chayim. Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you only be chayim if it's anas litvah. So too meichik gam anas lichtav for erasing. Everyone agrees only with the intention of to write again. That echad kvashim, whether if it was something that was pickled, echad shlakas, whether it was cooked for a lot in water, shaschatan, if it was squeezed out. So he says legufan, if you're doing it because you want to eat the thing itself, so that's permitted. Lememain, if you want to squeeze out the juice, then chayv chatzis liable for chatzis for schita. Now the question is, why is it permitted to do it if you want the vegetable itself? But according to Yehuda Shmichai, because the Malach Shenzul Gufa, you're doing it even though you're not intending for that purpose. It's the same idea. The reason is Levisha in Derech Dishabakach. That's not the way of threshing, which is what the Mefarik, which is what the Schita the Telada of. So too over here by the pruning, if you don't need the wood, that's not Zamira. And therefore, even if Yehuda would agree that one would not be Chayiv if you don't need the wood itself. The Gemara, the Achas Mishum Mefarik, and one liability would be because of Mefarik, which Tosfos disagrees with the interpretation of Rashi. The Gemara brought an interesting case. If someone throws a clump of earth on a date tree, and then it causes the dates to fall off the tree, so it's liable for two, one because of Talish, which is detaching, and one because of Mefarik. So it says Tosfos, Ein Nira L'Rid K'Mishum Mefarik Rashi. The Rid does not like Rashi's interpretation of what mefarik is. That he says shemefarik ilu mimasoi, that you're unloading the tree from its load, which is minaperish olav, which is the fruit that's on it, and that's according to Rashi mefarik. Elo kamesh perish Rabbeinu Shmuel. The Reed likes Rabbeinu Shmuel's interpretation, which is a whole different case. It's the same case but different interpretation. Sheyesh ala tamarim klipol yoinam. On the dates, there is an upper shell. Ukushumaka betamarim, and when he hits the dates, mefarkes the klipa minatamarim. It causes this shell to come off from the dates, and that's what happens when he throws the earth and it makes it come down. Vavakamay dash, and this is like threshing. How is it like threshing? Shemefarkes atvum and the shabaylus, which that's exactly what it is. That's removing the grain from the stalk. Here too, you're moving the date from its outer shell. And therefore, that's going to be the liability of mefarik. Not like Rashi says that it's being mefarik the tamarim from the ilan, from the tree. The next thing is the master begins with the Gemara mefarik, like we mentioned before. Chase comes to qualify. What is the issa of mefarik? Like we said, this case when you throw earth on the date tree and it makes the there's going to be a liability of toilish of mefarik. So Perush Rashi explains what is this mefarik. Dabat toilad the dash is the derivative of threshing, which is removing the grain from a tusk. So to over here, when you're moving, you're unloading something from something else, that is the malacha of mefarik. Now, the kasha main time, the main time finds this difficult. Because the Meshila Mitzniya, at the end of Perek Mitzniya, later on the Tzadi Himadav, Omad, the Gemara says over there, the chayil of chayim mishum mefarik. Milking an animal on Shabbos is liable because of mefarik, because of unloading. Now, v'yav et telad et adash, but if it's really, like Rashi says, it's a derivative of threshing, the Gemara tells us later on, when someone is squeezing out the chalazin, the fish, to get out its blood, that although Rabbi Yehuda holds yichai because of dash, the Rabbanan, no, ain't dishel begidul karka. They said, no, this is only threshing by things which grow from the ground. If you're saying that mefarik is telad of dash, how could you be chayv on milking if a cow is not something that grows from the ground? And says Taisis the ain lam, don't say the davke chalazin should dog patri rabbanan. No, only over there by the chalazin, which is a fish. That's what rabbanan say you're going to be exempt because the lebe gedule karka. That's not considered that growing from the ground. But they would agree as to resolve for Rashi that by milking a cow, one would be liable because the behemah chashiva gedule karka. Like we find the animal is considered quote unquote that it grows from the ground, where although it doesn't actually grow from the ground, but it gets sustenance. Sometimes it grows from the ground. And kinemuchim reish bakal ba'arvin, like you see in the Gemara in Erevin of Kozayin Rabbeis, and then it says, no, you can't say that. Because the Al-Kachar Tamad Rabbanan, obviously the reason Rabbanan, that they say that there's no dash unless it grows in the ground, is Mishum de Alfin lo misam amonim shavim Mishkan. It's because they learned it out from the herbs that were used in the Mishkan. And those are things that literally grew from the ground. They indeed shel begidul karka, the threshing only things that literally grow from the ground. So, and that's his taste, like Abu Dabar Gadol Mamash and Karka, regarding things that literally grow from the ground. In regards to that context, you can't say that an animal is considered, quote, that it grows from the ground. When the Gemara says over there, they're told about regarding eating from the crop that's being grown. It says, just like threshing is this thing, Shugaduli Karka, which is something that grows from the ground, and the worker could eat from it when he's working. So to all. Now, it says, what is that coming to say? That also all the growth from the ground, it's it excludes, if let's say the worker is working during milking process or cheese process, where that's not considered gedul karka, and therefore the worker cannot work. That's not where they had to have a worker eating as he's working. One thing you see is that regarding milking of an animal, in regards to the thing that literally grow from the ground, that we don't consider an animal gedulei karka. So therefore, that cannot be the interpretation of, like, so to speak, gedulei karka. But deichik lemes, so it says it would be a difficulty to explain the brisa da matznia, that the brisa later on that says that milking is mefarik, that astia krebi hud, the pol could come at rabbanan, that would be only krebi hud and not rabbanan, who holds that, there is dash, even by something that does not grow from the ground. And therefore, milking could be mefarik. That's a taste that would be difficult to say. And therefore, taste disagrees with Rashi. And says, the mefarik chayv mishum memachik. He says that the malach of mefarik is actually because of smoothing, which is, and that's why milking can be memachik too. And the way it's smoothing out, because shechayla, when he milks, memachik es hadar machlike. What happens is, He smooths out the nipple, the udder, and he smooths it out. So therefore, that's memachik. So which says in the Ri, that does not seem to be correct according to the Ri, because of a perek chavis. I mean, later on, Lefkav Mendal and Beis, the Gemara tells us that chaylev adam techa gedera. A person can milk an animal, a goat, into a into a pot. Not into a plate. That's what the halacha has said in regards to milking the animal. Now, says Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, according to Rabbeinu Tam's interpretation, according to Machik, what would be different into a pot? Malitechakor would be different into a plate. Oh, but Lepirsha conscious of the Shabbos, says Tosfos, according to Rashi's interpretation, it worked out well. Because the Mikara, in the beginning, this milk, Keshahoyu Bedadin, when it was in the udder of the cow, Chashavaycha, it's considered a food item. It's part of a food of an animal, which is meat. But when it's then milked into a pot, now we have an oichel. There it's still going to be an oichel because in the pot there's food items. Oh, but like dama ladash, and that's why it's not comparable to threshing shenishtana, where it changes. Where in the beginning it was all psilus, and now you take it out, you have an oichel from the psilus. So too, where the milk was in the animal, it wasn't yet available, and therefore that's a difference in regards to a car which is going to be dash, because before it was eichel and now it's a mashka in the plate. So therefore, it seems like actually like Rashi from this and not Rabbeinu Tam. But Tosfos concludes the near it seemed to the pesha according to Rashi interpretation. You have to say halacha Reb Yehuda. Halacha follows Reb Yehuda actually that there is disha, there is so to speak the malach of dash by living creatures. What's the riot? Because the Amr of the Parakav of the Gemara and the Ksubas of Samach Manal says, Amr Remainus, he says, the Hafang Aloch, says, Gainich, someone is groaning, he's going through some physical ailment. So, and he needs milk for his ailment. Yainik Chalav B'Shabbos. So, what he could do is actually nurse the animal, straight from the animal, on Shabbos. My time, what's the reason? So he says, because Mefarik Kalachayadu, because Mefarik, which is being done when you're unloading the milk from the udder of the animal, it's being done in an indirect way. It's not usual to a person to bend down and actually suckle the actual animal. In the situation of pain that the person is going through, the Rabbanan did not make this gezeira because it's kolachiyad, and so it's only rabbinic. So therefore, it's going to be permitted mokum tzar. Pasuk has some reviews. Reads the rules over there. The hilchas are kriminus. Halacha falls like him. Now, if you say that there's disha by a living creature like a Yehuda, so it makes sense that even though it's forbidden to milk an animal on Shabbos because of Mefarig, but in time of Tsar, so you're allowed to go ahead and milk in an indirect way. Because anything that's indirect is only rabbinic, and since it's rabbinic, it's permitted. The thing is, but if we did not rule like Rabbi Yehuda, if there's no disha by a living creature, and the only reason why nala milk is only rabbinic, because it's not Mefarig, there's no Mefarig, it's that's only by dash, which according to Rashi is dash, which is only by something that's grown from the ground. So why did you have to say that you have to milk the cow in an indirect way? You should say, in the situation of Tsar, the Rabban did not make the gzerin, you can milk in the normal way. And such cases, if it ain't their limit, it wouldn't seem correct to say, oh, the Av Rabban and Asim Rabban, that even Kar Rabban, no, it would be rabbinically forbidden. Because the Mexican Mefarik, it looks like Mefarik when you're milking the animal. And Av Avagab Loyseel Rabban, Loyshari, and even though it's only rabbinically forbidden, it would not be permitted. Only when you have two things, one kalachiyad indirect way, and the milk of time in the situation of pain, that's what they're saying. Don't say that because if it's only rabbinically prohibited, because it's so to speak Mexican mafarik, it's not really mafarik, it's not something that grows from the ground, then it would be permitted to milk you in the normal way, because in the situation of tsar, rabbana don't make the gzer. So Tyson brought from Rashi the mafarik is the telad of dosh, according to Rabbeinu Tam mafarik is the telad of the machik. According to Rashi that explained that. In fact, it's a lot of dash. Tosfos concludes you have to say Allah is like a Yehuda, that there is dash by a living creature, and we find that because we find halacha is like this ruling that someone that has to milk a goat for a fuah, it's permitted for him to go and suckle the animal because it's kalachayad, and b'makom tzar they don't make exera. But if halacha is like rabbanan that there's no dash by a living creature and it's only rabbinic, why would you have to do it in the indirect way? You're able to even do it in the direct way because b'makom tzar the rabbanan not my kaiser. They've obviously. According to the interpretation of Rashi, the halacha is like a Yehuda, the dash is even by a balichan, not only something that grows from the ground.